Ethiopia to Zambia. Real people just to be real, y'all. It's so hard to feel people without feeling they hurt too. I don't mean to unnerve you, but unearth truth hidden. Tribal living ain't evil. Missionary, yeah, I see you feeling good because you think you saving people with your money, Bibles, and your things. Who live in poverty because you got those things. But all self-sufficiency ain't a part of your mission, is it? In places where to eat, we gotta say that we a Christian. I don't care what you believe in, but imposing your religion on folk that need medicine is poison with the same hand. And it shouldn't even be a part of your doctrine. I got friends and family that grew up in the East, cradle of civilization and raised to believe. Blonde hair, bright skin, and blue eyes is what beauty means. A white Jesus still hangs on my grandma's mantelpiece. Schools in Africa teaching U.S. history. European Senate, so it's not a big mystery to how my whole family disappeared after these parts. Every day the pain weighs heavy on my heart. They say Ethiopia is not colonized. Jah Rastafari praise, but would they say if they had my eyes? May not have come in chains, still enslaved in the mind. We get this together, son, your beef is mine. They say Ethiopia is not colonized. Jah Rastafari praise, but would they say if they had my eyes? May not have come in chains, still enslaved in the mind. We get this together, son, your beef is mine. From Flatbush to Crown Heights now, real people just to be real, y'all. It's still hard to feel people that rep red, yellow, green hella harder than me. I never understood all the symbolism you see. No disrespect, y'all, but the emperor you represent was an emperor to us, nothing more, nothing less. And he power tripped just like all of the rest. And he was still in power when our schools were by the west. It wasn't just famine, anguish, and civil unrest to how I lost my mother's language, born in America. Yet we still citizens to the projects. To some, that's not impoverished, that's accomplished. Where anywhere in America must mean that you got shit. But it don't take long to see that you are accosted. If they call you black, you got the worst prospect to live it up the best, so we reject ourselves. Like black folk and Africans don't share the same hell. For us to survive, we do each need to help. Crush the divide, find beauty in ourselves. Respect life and stop killing ourselves. They say Ethiopia is not colonized. Jah Rastafari praise, what would they say if they had my eyes? May not have come in chains, still enslaved in the mind. We get this together, son, your beef is mine. They say Ethiopia is not colonized. Jah Rastafari praise, what would they say if they had my eyes? May not have come in chains, still enslaved in the mind. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. From Rwanda to Compton now, real people face mass murder every day. I can't feel people that look the other way, cause it ain't happening to them. They live American, blaming the victim for their genocide. Who master divide and conquer so well? Ask any set of any tribe from any side of even nation. Ammunition we are facing, these guns have been placed in our hands by who? Probably the same fools that named us nigga. After Cannonball, now we all stone cold killers. So who's controlling your mind? It's done by design. Till we were colonized, we weren't even identified by race. Now they say that it justifies the hate. Dehumanization really does go a long way. From Willie Lynch papers to East Africa today. And I could be locked away for these things that I say. But dig it, I ain't afraid of them not feeling me. I mean, what's the point if they not seeing me? To stop being me, to reach my real people worldwide. On the front lines, I'ma ride and never give up the fight to protect life. They say Ethiopia is not colonized. Jah Rastafari praise, what would they say if they had my eyes? May not have come in chains, still enslaved in the mind. We get this together, son, your beef is mine. They say Ethiopia is not colonized. Jah Rastafari praise, what would they say if they had my eyes? May not have.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Saturday Morning Live. This is Mally, aka Docu Vixen. And we're back in the studio, and yeah, it's you.
Hey,
I allow
hey.
People to speak for themselves, so go ahead.
Gabriel Teodros, Seattle, Washington, in Toronto, still here.
Yeah, so it's kind of really interesting how the universe works, right? Because it's interesting for me as an artist, because I somehow... connect with people who are like far away.
Mm.
The artists in Toronto are a mystery to me. People from Seattle, Washington, though.
Hey.
It took two messages and then we connected.
Yeah, it was that fast, actually.
So, yeah, I don't know what that's about. but it was like during MySpace days and.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get into my MySpace page anymore.
you're not missing anything. You're just missing a lot of spam from people that you don't know. That's all that's on there anymore.
So nobody looks at that anymore? I'm not missing anything?
Yeah, I don't think you're missing anything. I mean, I'm not an expert or anything.
Yeah, so... And I think it was that time because when I did that interview, I guess we'll just talk go back to, you know, basically how you want to raise funds and pushing out your album. So maybe tell the listeners the new way that artists are kind of putting out albums and what they would be supporting if they support these campaigns.
Yeah. Well, I think we're just in an interesting time period, and it's been changing so much, like, over the last 10 years as far as, like, the music industry is concerned. Like, CDs aren't selling anymore. Everything's moving to digital downloads, MP3s. There's kids growing up right now that have iPods full of music that might have never spent money on a CD before in their lives. So that has a huge effect on artists, musicians, as well as, you know, record labels and things like that. So as far as record labels go, like previously, 20, 30 years ago, there used to be things called development deals. And there'd be, you know, a young artist who decides they want to have a career in music, and the record label invests in this artist and gives them time and energy and kind of develop their career. And then in the era that I grew up in, you know, like post 96, those went away and there became record labels that once you're an established artist and you've established yourself on your own, a record label then partners with you to help create an album and put that out. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now we're in an era where the record label isn't really needed for anything because anybody can spend like a few hundred dollars and have a full recording studio and then spend like 30 or 40 more dollars and have their album on iTunes. Mm-hmm. And if they have a following, they can make money. So the record labels are struggling to hold on. So one of the things that record labels are doing nowadays is 360 deals. So if you've never heard that term before, basically, like, so back in the day when we were on those record labels, artists really never made anything off of records. Is mostly like record labels. So the way artists make their money is by touring,
right,
making money from shows, selling merchandise, T-shirts, books, other things like publishing. So what record labels are now doing to remain relevant is they're trying to sign artists to these 360 deals, which means now they own your records and the rights to your shows. They're booking your shows. They're owning your shirts. Mm-hmm. Pretty much anything that you as an artist does that has your name on it,
yeah,
has to go through the record label.
Right.
If you're XYZ artist in Toronto and I'm signed to this label and I want to collaborate with you, mm-hmm, and I've signed a 360 deal, I have to get permission from my record label or they have to have a piece of it. You know what I mean? So
do they get a percentage or is it they have all of it and you get a salary? Like, how does that break down?
I think it depends.
Depends on the...
Yeah.
So it's sort of some... It's like sort of like a gallery would get, like, you know, gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they push your stuff, and but they get 50% of it or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Like, I know some artists, they can't even make commissions without consulting their gallery, so...
So, yeah.
So it's very similar.
Very similar situation. So, so artists, like, I think across the board now are taking advantage of the fact that record labels are becoming very irrelevant and just going straight to the people. And it's kind of exciting for me as an independent artist that travels around a lot,
right,
to not have to have a middle person anymore. I can just be a musician making the music that I love and getting my stuff to the people that want to hear it,
right,
with no middle person. So what you're going to start to see a lot, and I'm seeing it a lot with a lot of my friends, is... kind of like these independent fundraising campaigns where you pre-sell basically CDs before it's released, and that's the budget for the record.
Right.
So my new album, Color People's Time Machine, is completely like recorded, mixed, mastered. The artwork's done already, but I just haven't had the money or the resources behind me to like get it out to a larger group of people. So I'm doing an Indiegogo campaign, which basically like cuts out the middleman. There's no record label. The record label is the people. People can go to the website and buy the album for $10 and get it before it's released. If enough people do that, all of a sudden I have a budget to put out my record to a wider audience or whatever. And it's just based on the people that already support my music. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of the model that I'm going for is I got this tagline from my friends, the Blue Scholars. They're another Seattle hip hop group who just did one of these campaigns and it was amazingly successful for them. But their tagline was like, we're signing to the people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It just makes so much sense to me. So
awesome. Filmmakers are actually doing that too. I had like Indiegogo page. I have to kind of re-look at that. But yeah, a lot of filmmakers are doing that as well, going straight to their audience and supporting the film. And it's beneficial to them because broadcasters are not making original programming anymore. So, and yeah, it keeps, there's no ties to anything. You just make your film.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know, maybe we should go to another track. Is there another track that you want to share again?
Let's play Computer Parlor off the Lentil Soup.
Oh, Lentil Soup. It's like in the one of those. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a funny song. This is about technology, addiction, internet, social media, iPhones, all that stuff, the era that we're living in.
Oh, okay.
And I believe it's track 2. Yeah.
Voilà, nous sommes prêts à repartir pour une bonne portion de jazz et de swing. Et j'ai le plaisir de vous présenter à nouveau Carl Jefferson. Carl, I'll leave you with a microphone
to introduce some great musicians.
I've been sitting glued to the couch, not even noticing how the times pass so fast. I was trying to check my email, now I'm running late for class. You probably would have made it if Windows didn't just crash. My computer's slow as shit, but yo, I've grown sort of attached. You could call me primitive, I still write with a pen and pad. Thankful for all of the time when it was all that I had. Now my dad's on MySpace and mom's on Twitter. My best friend's iPhone's all she talks to at dinner. When we go out to shows, I'm one of 100 folks whose faces that didn't glow. Cause my pocket keeps buzzing. Home is a workstation, so is every cafe. We meet up to plug in and have face to interface with no time to conversate. Cause I'm chatting in 8 windows, checking all of my emails, updating my details while working the retail and searching for shows, peeping the videos, staying up on the news. Anyways, what's up, Chew? Oh, damn, I ain't see your Bluetooth in. I'm talking to the wind, and my friends are gone, and they might not hear me until they download this song, even though we know it's
wrong. Nothing like that. I pulled a plug on you, then what's gonna be happening?
Ain't nothing gonna be happening.
We are the ones that been waking up the world. You don't want me to go to sleep. Pull the plug out of you, and you'll be dead.
I got a computer at
home that's mean, that was invented back in 1930-something. You know, the piano roll?
I turned my laptop on and then I zoned out. It's been a couple of days now since I left the house. Ever since my neighbor got unprotected wireless, yes. I have been tirelessly searching for everything I never knew I needed. Download, upload, delete it, repeat it, your life is no secret. We meet people and Google them, then Google ourselves for fun. Create so many pages that we can't even keep up with one. Or is that just me? Not really, I'm busy, sitting in one place, heading out of space. Overstimulated, can't remember decisions I made just 5 minutes ago. Cause I was hella Windows before. My screensaver went on, reminded me of a song I just needed to listen to while watching random visuals of what life was like before this instrument we used to connect and disconnect. Where the world intersects, purely intellect. And Seattle's too literate to ever be considerate. If you ain't plugged in, you ain't saying nothing. No matter how loud you scream, fight and bleed tear till you die. On a computer screen, a chance for replies. Wild humanity's gone.
You scared of me? How hip is a computer? I went to buy somebody's house. A woman was making love to a computer, but she didn't have no. You know, put a plug on that.
I turned my laptop off. I wanna face the day.
do everything that always seems easier to say, and not think about all the emails that might have came. Everything we own can be just like a ball and chain, and I have a hard time keeping up with messages. It's like the wires don't connect between my brain and chest, and I could show you better than I could tell you. If I have ever failed and I hit reply, it's not my heart and it's not my whole life that sits inside these wires that transmits. I'm tired, really need to unplug, cause my thoughts are flooded still. I don't know what to feel, just pray I don't get numb while society goes dumb. I want my...
And we're back. We're back Saturday morning live, and this is Mally, aka DocuVixen. And we're basically, if you weren't here, we're talking about the new sort of wave of, you know, artist control, pushing out your work, which is pretty exciting. What do you think is in the future, like, with the advent of, I don't know, iTunes, like, what do you think is next? Like, I don't know.
We talk about this a lot, and it's crazy because nobody really knows. Is you know, is anyone's guess, kind of, like, what's the future of the music industry? I definitely feel like the era of the pop star is done. Maybe this is just the idealist, hopeful part of me, thinking that the era of the pop star is gone. and I really...
It's kind of sad right now.
You know what I'm saying? It's really sad. And we were talking about this on tour. I feel like the future of music is kind of like what it was like before there really was a record industry. You know what I'm saying? And where the power is back in the people's hands, and the people who are going to have careers in music are the ones that make timeless music that is relevant to the people, that people would want to go see live at a show and support. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe that's just the hopeful part of me, but I need to hold on to that. Another good friend of mine back in the day said there's only two types of music in the world, and I agree with him, music that's timeless and music for the time. And I feel like that music for the time thing is like, so much of it is just hot garbage. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's recycled what sold and made a lot of money last year. They're going to try to reinvent the wheel, and they've been doing it for like over 10 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the future of pop music is like,
I think, and I mean, you could say that about Hollywood too.
Yeah.
They're just recycling old ideas. Well, yeah, totally. What made, you know, like have 10 saws, you know, and like multiple sequels.
You know what's really like? Did you hear about this? This one broke my heart, and I apologize to anybody out there that's gonna hear this for the first time. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's needed. What would have you? Quote Andre, they're remaking Juice. Did you hear about this?
No.
They're remaking a movie that was done in 1992, starring Tupac.
Yes, I did hear about this, and it's like, who's, I forget, I kind of blocked it out of my brain.
It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. I don't want to say it, but I have to. They're casting Soulja Boy.
Oh yes, I remember this. I blocked it out.
It's Tupac's
head.
Part in Juice.
Justin Bieber.
And the other actor is Waka Flocka Flame. It sounds like a parody, like a bad comedy sketch, but it's really happening.
Yeah.
So.
Hollywood is a parody in general.
I'm saying.
So,
I went on a tangent.
No, that's great. I'm trying to think of, like, kind of rethinking, like, this sort of idea of time and space and how people are connecting cross borders. And excitement in that, and being able to collaborate on many different levels, that the web is kind of opening up.
Yeah.
And we kind of have to carve out our space. Because, you know, the powers that be is probably, you know, working as we speak to close that down. So, I wanted to speak about that. Like, you know, the fact that is, you could probably, you know, from your trip that you took, you're able to now collaborate.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. When I was in Harar, which is, I was talking about it a while ago, they have crazy, like, water shortage in this city. The poverty is, like, it's crazy, right? And most of the population are, like, kids that, like, came to the show. Why do all of them have a Facebook account and they, like, know more about iPhones than we do? It's like they are plugged in, like, around the planet. I don't know. Just speaking on, like, hip-hop and its and hip-hop across borders, like, right now, I am so, like, thankful to hip-hop culture and so, like, indebted to it for taking me around the world, but also, like, showing me different people's experiences. Yes, for the internet, but also just, like, the music in general. Like, I've been able to build with, like, artists in Palestine, the Philippines, Mexico City, like, Ethiopia, throughout Africa, Europe, and we all, you know, definitely, like, stay in touch via the internet and stuff. So it's amazing, man. Even some collaborations. I've been able to do collaborations with people overseas just via the internet, too.
Yeah.
So... yeah, it's big. That kind of stuff was, like, unheard of 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
To just collaborate with somebody over the, you know. There's this really awesome video that this guy Dumbfounded did. It's a YouTube video, and it's called The Session. If you just, like, look it up on YouTube. And it's a collaboration between, like, him and, I think, like, 10 other artists, all based in different countries. And it was, like, just a virtual jam session.
Oh,
it was
done
via Skype.
Oh.
And they made a YouTube video out of it, and it's a beautiful song.
Really?
Yeah, and it just shows you, like, the, you know, the potential there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
To actually do shows.
Yeah.
My trip from Haiti, I had a talk back, and so that was part of the talk back, and my crew members are, like, in Haiti, and... New York, and so we had people Skype in, so that was exciting for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's even doper.
Yeah.
But I don't think I had the capacity to do. So yeah, that will be the next talk back, hopefully. The YouTube video action, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's ridiculous. You know, there's one of the elder kind of statesmen of, like, Seattle hip hop. He's this guy named Specs One. He's been doing graffiti in Seattle hip-hop since, like, 1979, rapping since the early 80s, and still, like, relevant, cutting-edge, like, artist in our city. One of my heroes. He made a beat on my last album. He said that, and I love it coming from him, that there's more amazing music being made right now than any other time in history, and it's true. There's just also, like, more music being made than any other time in history right now. So you have to filter through so
right.
much of it to find
yeah.
it. But, the internet's just kind of been the way that we've been finding each other, you know?
Yeah. So thank you for coming into the studio. Is there anything you want to say? And I don't know. When's your next show? I don't know. Or when's your next?
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I don't know when I'm coming back to Toronto, but it'll be soon. I seem to be coming here every 3 months now, and it feels good. Just keep up with me on the internet, I guess, and I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
You and you out there listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Norman wanted to say anything.
I would just like to thank you for...
Oh, you're not on.
I'm not on?
No. We're not in the headphones, at least.
Okay, try again.
You're listening to CKLN, and I would just like to thank you for coming in and darkening us.
I love that term.
With your insights, and I share a lot of things. When I went to Africa, it was... I saw the same thing in terms of the absolute fact that there was no middle class. It was just mm-hmm. opulence and poverty, you know, right. I'd been to the Caribbean before I went to Africa,
mm-hmm.
and it was it was actually, I thought the Caribbean was, you know, was pretty, the line of demarcation was pretty rough there, but in Africa, it's, I hadn't seen anything like that.
Yeah.
Right, I hadn't seen anything like that before in my life, in terms of the, just the sheer contrast between within one block.
Yeah, man.
Because I stayed at the Hilton in Lagos, Nigeria, mm-hmm. you know, and we got a big grant from CETA at that time, and the Hilton, I never saw a hotel any place in the world. This was like ivory tusk, and
yep.
I mean, it was unbelievable,
yeah.
really unbelievable. I hadn't seen anything like that. And I would like to thank you for coming in, and I would like to just close the show by saying that this has been Saturday Morning Live. I would like to thank Melinda. I would like to thank Gerald Horn. Randy Weston is coming to Toronto on June 26th. He's doing a concert here. And Aretha's coming. When is Aretha coming? Aretha's coming doing a free concert. And I would like to thank Audrey and Amandla. And I would like to close with some music. This is Black Music Month, and I wanted to reclaim Johnny Mathis. Johnny Mathis is one of us, and contrary to popular belief, he used to be a great athlete, could have went to the Olympics in 68. He was a high jumper. And we want Jimi Hendrix, we want Michael Jackson, and we want Johnny Mathis. They're part of the African world, and we are going to play our brother Johnny Mathis, and we will see you in the whirlwind.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin, the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are
was shopping for a suit the other day and walked into the department store. Stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods flow. When I got off, a salesman come up to me. He said, now what can I do for you? I said, well, go in there and show me all in sport clothes, like you supposed to. He said, well, sure, come on in, buddy, and dig these fabrics we got laid out on the shelf. He said,
pick yourself out one, try it on, stand in the mirror and dig yourself. Ooh, that suit's pure herringbone.
Ooh, yeah, that's a suit I'd like to own.
Ooh, buddy, that suit is you.
Yeah, I believe it too. I see for the businessman, you featuring the natural shoulder that retail, wholesale, and deal. It's got the custom cuffs and the walking chalk, he said.
I'm gonna let you have that steel.
And for the playboy, you have the latest in tweed with the cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two-button Western model, he said.
Nah, ain't that nice? Ooh, them buttons are solid gold.
You made it deep, so
that collar's pure camel hair.
And you can just set that right down that chair. And you get that paper and let me sign on the dotted line. And I'll make sure I get all my payments in right on time.
Now wait a minute, buddy. Let me go back here and do a little checking on you.
Then the man, he come back, he say, I'm sorry, my man, but your
credit didn't go through.
Why, what you mean? Ooh, ain't this a shame? My heart's in pain. Pure, pure herringbone.
That's a suit you'll never own.
Lord have mercy. I got a good job sweeping up every day.
You're the only one for me.
I need
your love is all I need.
Yeah.
Thank you. music, who could refuse it? With truth in the music, who could refuse it? With truth in the music, who could refuse it? With truth in the music, who could? With truth in the music, who could refuse it? With truth in the music, who could refuse it?
Pretty sun.